Everybody you see is carrying a burden. It might be a disappointment, it might be failure, it might be guilt, it might be a sense of inadequacy, it might be what happens in their family. And somehow, we're able to help each other carry those burdens in some strange way, not just physically, but in a real deep level. And that's a big part of what friendship is.
I don't know that I get it right any more than the average person. One of the questions we all need to ask ourselves is today.
How I spent my summer vacation.
In Montana.
With my wife, Nancy. And everybody's got a story. Everybody's story matters way more than we know. And one of the great dangers is I just miss the significance of this moment, this day, because I think it doesn't really make that big a difference. And it does. It does to God. It does. But nobody gets the story that we want. And a deep part of our life is helping other people with their stories.
Yes.
There's a wonderful statement in Paul's letter to the church of Galatia in the 6th chapter, the 2nd verse, carry each other's burdens. And in this way, you fulfill the law of Christ. And the law of Jesus is just love each other, a new law I give to you. It's just love. It's really about friendship. But then part of not getting the story we want is everybody you see is carrying a burden. And it might be a disappointment, it might be failure, it might be guilt. It might be a sense of inadequacy. It might be what happens in their family. It might be a relationship doesn't turn out the way they want to, divorce, loss. And then somehow we're able to help each other carry those burdens in some strange way, not just physically, but in a real deep level. And that's a big part of what friendship is.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was a little girl in my neighborhood, there was a girl named Joy Graham, and she was probably my first best friend. We went to school together, and my mom and dad both worked. Back in the 60s, that was somewhat unusual. So Joy's mom, Ellie, would pick me up from school and take me over to her house after school for a couple hours till my dad, who got off work earlier than my mom, would come pick me up. So many days after school, Joy and I would come home to her house and have an after-school snack together and run wild around the neighborhood, seriously, through the eucalyptus groves. And, you know, just that.
How old were you then?
Young. Just that giddy feeling of nobody knows where we are. Uh-huh. And we were in a place called the Jungle, and which was right across the street. And we would take a wagon with bottles and take it to the drugstore and get the 2 cents redeemable off each bottle and then buy bubble gum and Snickers candy bars. And we just had lots of grand adventures together. And she was just a dear friend. And over the years, she moved. We stayed in very loose touch. Her mom led a backyard Bible class every Wednesday afternoon. And we would all go out there with the neighborhood kids in the backyard and sit on the chairs. And there would be games and stories and flannel graph, which was always so much fun. Mm-hmm. And I just really loved those Wednesday afternoons. And she would sing a song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And I remember she had two pictures. One would be a fuzzy, blurry picture of Jesus. And then as we sang the song where it's about him, his face growing clear, she would hold up the clear picture of Jesus. And over the years, Joy, she worked for the Union Pacific Railroad. Huh. She was a teacher. She's very eclectic. She got married, went through a pretty painful divorce. She was an artist. And we had different touch points throughout our lives together. And I always felt drawn to her and glad to be in touch with her. And just over the last few years, she's my age, and she has early onset Alzheimer's, which is what her mom, Ellie, died from about 10 years ago. And John and I were out in Colorado Springs a couple of years ago, and we went to visit her, mm-hmm. and she was actually living with her father in a nursing home, together in a shared room where he brought her in because he knew when he died, which he did in a year, she would have no place to go. Both of her brothers were unable to care for her. And I would sit, and the amazing thing is when we would reminisce about those earlier, she was clear as a bell.
Mm-hmm, she was.
But then when we would talk about things more recent, very confused and scared, I think. And then her dad died. And that accelerated her descent quite rapidly. and they moved her out to a care facility in California, so I've gotten to go see her a couple times. But I often think when I go into that nursing home, because Joy doesn't, she remembers me a little bit, but not a lot. And I do it both for Joy, but I also do it for her mom, Ellie. That feeling of, in some small way, the gift you gave me of picking me up after school and taking care of me and letting me sit in the backyard Bible school, I want to repay you, Ellie, by visiting your girl and praying for her and taking care of her. And we've had so many people do that for us in different ways. But how do you, as you grow older, find ways to give back to people that have been such an important part in your life? A small thing John and I do because of an aunt that I had that I loved is we help support two of her grandchildren as a way of caring for them to say thank you to her. And when you bear somebody else's burden, burden implies a weight, and you feel that. And, and people have done that for us, and it is with great joy that we do that for other people, and that's part of our story.
So the invitation today is look at the shoulders of the people that you want to cross in. This is a funny thing, you know, sometimes when people are in a good place, their shoulders will be square. But most people are carrying pretty significant burdens, and their shoulders will often kind of slump. And just ask the question when you're with somebody. I think you just tend to do this reflexively. What burden is this person carrying? It was a wonderful author, Charles Williams. He was a good friend of C.S. Lewis. And he took this idea of spiritual burden carrying very, very seriously and believed that it was possible even across space and even across time in some strange way as we loved and thought about and prayed for and cared for, did things for people, that we were bearing literal, although spiritual burdens for folks. And I was just wondering, it may be that, you know, when you think about that old song, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his glorious face, and the things of earth will go strangely dim.
In the light of his glory and grace.
That maybe we see his face most clearly, not so much when we're looking at religious art or singing a hymn or reading the Bible, but when we're looking at another person that he loves and carrying their burden, and then he is present in a really deep way.
Yeah, and I don't know that I get it right any more than the average person, but one of my colleagues will talk about the definition of serving is to inconvenience yourself for the sake of the others. And I think one of the questions we all need to ask ourselves is today, how can I inconvenience myself for another person? And because, you know, inconvenience sounds hard, like a burden, but because we're made in the image of God, when we do it, there's great joy of spirit and lightness in it.
In the end, it is the inconveniences that matter the most.
That's right. That's right.
So today,
inconvenience yourself.
Hey, if you enjoyed that video, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss any future teachings from John Ortberg here at Become New. My name's Tim, and I'm a part of the team here. This series is all about stories. Everybody has a story, and everybody's story matters. We want to know about your story, whether it's a story of coming to faith or a story of spiritual growth. Whatever it is, we're here for you. You can email that to us at connect@becomenew.com, or you can text it to us. You can also sign up for daily reminders whenever we drop a new video via text by texting the word become to the number 855-888-0444. You can also send us prayer requests there. There's a team of us that meet to pray each weekday for viewers just like yourself. If you'd like to receive the emails that go along with each video, be sure to check that out at becomenew.com/subscribe. More than a video to watch, this is really a community to belong to, and we're so glad that you're a part of it. We'll catch you next time.